Good morning. Our question today is it permitted? And under what circumstances could it be permitted to daven mincha after shkia, which is after sunset? So first, we'll bring the view of the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, they paskin that it is mutter to daven mincha even after shkia, even after sunset, close up until Tesa Kochavim, not all the way up till nighttime, but close to nighttime, up until when the stars come out, it would be permitted to daven mincha. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah brings that there are many poskim who disagree with this, and in their view, Tfilas HaMincha has to be daven before shkia, before sunset. Accordingly, says the Mishnah Berurah, when we have the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah on one side, but we have so many poskim who disagree, V'lachein lechatkila tzarich kol adam lihizayir lispala kodem shkia sachama davka. On a lechatkila basis, everyone has to be careful to daven mincha specifically before shkia, before sunset. Nonetheless, he does say that b'dieved yuchal lismoch adasa mekilim. If it's a real ashas adchak, a real time of need, then one can be lenient based on those who are lenient, the lenient views, and that person can daven in that situation after shkia up until a quarter of an hour before tzeisa kachavim, up until dark. However, kamasha yachol, as much as is possible, you should say you're davening, you should say your mincha early in order to not have a suffix, because you're davening during Bein HaShvasras, which is during twilight between Shkia and Tzeisa Kachavim. So we see here the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah are lenient. One can daven mincha up until night, or almost all the way up until night. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah says we have to be machmir for all of the other poskim, and we have to make all efforts to finish by Shkia. However, if we didn't finish by Shkia, something happened, it's a bidyevid situation, then we could be lenient and we have a little bit flexibility. Now, the Emes Liakov is more lenient, apparently, and he says that one can indeed bidyevid daven mincha up until a half an hour, and possibly even more, it depends on the locale, after shkia, up until a half an hour after sunset. It depends when Tzeisa Kochavim is, it depends where the location is, it depends the time of the year, there are various variables. And he says that we do not paskin like the Gra, who is of the view de ein lispalo mincha achar shkia, that we cannot daven mincha after shkia. We don't paskin that way. He says that you can daven all the way up until Tzeisa Kochavim, and he rivals the view of Rashi, who says that Erev, when Chachamim say that you can daven mincha all the way up until Erev, Rashi explains Erev is all the way up till Tzeisa Kachavim. So where the Mishnah Berurah was willing to say b'dieved b'shas adchak, you can go up to 15 minutes before Tzeisa Kachavim, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, as recorded in the Emes Liakov, was of the view that you can go up until Tzeisa Kochavim, which is, he says, approximately half an hour, but it really depends the time of year and the location, the geography, where you can go up until a half an hour after Shkia, which would be up until basically Tzeisa Kochavim. There are other various views on this. For example, Rav Eliashiv, and I think this is more of an accepted view, is that in Ishas Adchak, when there's exigent circumstances, it's permitted to daven Shmone Esrei of Mincha up until 13 minutes after Shkia. So that was his view. And the Sefer Tefillah Kehilchasta brings for Sfaradim, that's Ubladina b'nei Sfarad Rishayim l'sayem Tefillas Mincha, that Sfaradim are permitted to finish, that says finishing the Shmona Esrei of Mincha when there's a time of need, that's Ashas Adchak, Ad Kireva Sha'a l'achar Shkia, up until 15 minutes after Shkia. So whereas Rav Eliashiv was 13 minutes after Shkia, B'nai Sfarad would be 15 minutes after Shkia. And Rav Ben Sion Abashal was of the view that even an additional 10 minutes after that, so that would be 25 minutes after Shkia, it would be permitted to daven on a Tanai, on a condition, if this is an effective davening or not. If it is, then it will count. If not, it'll be the Tfilas Nedava. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe says that if it's not a Shas Hadchak, we should not be lenient after Shkia. This is not something that we should daven bekfius after Shkia or Mincha. It's only if something comes up, an emergency comes up, a highly unusual situation, then we could be lenient. Otherwise, we cannot be lenient. And Orchas Rabbeinu brings it in the name of the Chazon Ish to be even more machmir. The Chazon Ish was of the view that if you are standing there and it's close to Shkia, and you estimate that you will not be able to finish your Shmona Esrei of Mincha by Shkia, not start, but finish, Lo Yaschil Yispalo, you should not start davening your Shmona Esrei, you should simply daven Marav twice. That would be a Tashlumim, a makeup. The first one should be Marav, and the second one is a makeup for the Mincha that you missed. So we see there the view of the Chazon Ish that if you cannot finish your Shmona Esrei by Shkia, don't even start. You can't daven Mincha after Shkia, including part of your Shmona Esrei after Shkia. You would daven Marav twice. So there we have it. Across the board, we have various views here, and we see the Tzana Shavesh Aben of all those poskim that said even that you can daven after Shkia, it's only on a Shas Hadchak, it's only when things come up, emergencies come up. Otherwise, we default to the Psak of the Mishnah Brura and others that we have to be strict to daven Mincha by Shkia. And Amir Tzashem, our next question is going to be tomorrow, does that mean we have to finish the Shmona Esrei like the Chazon Ish says, or can we simply start the Shmona Esrei before Shkia? Have a wonderful day.